This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. A 3-day special sitting of the parliament has been called tomorrow to discuss an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that there is nothing to worry about the Women Reservation Bill, as all the provisions have been carefully addressed. Mr. Rijiju said, every state has been fairly considered with provisions for an increase in the number of seats.
Every state, every region, every community, there is nothing to worry. Everything is taken care of. The southern states are fortunate that despite controlling the population growth, despite less people in terms of proportionate, in terms of ratio, they still gain because the numbers have risen proportionate. So no state is losing.
Meanwhile, country's first woman president, Pratibha Patil, has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing her support for the Women's Reservation Initiative. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Top leaders of various parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive roadshow at Nagarkoil in Tamil Nadu in support of NDA candidates today. BJP leader K. Annamalai held public meeting at Singanallur, accused DMK and Congress of working together against the welfare of the people. DMK leader and Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held poll rally at Ottapidaram. In West Bengal, BJP senior leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed 4 public meetings in favour of party candidates. While addressing the gathering, he reminded the party manifesto regarding North Bengal development. He said, a 500-bedded dedicated cancer hospital, AIIMS, IIM, IIT, Sports University and Tribal University will be established. Also, tea, transport and tourism industry will be given much focus. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held a massive roadshow in Siliguri. Earlier, she addressed a huge public meeting at Islampur Court Ground under Uttar Dinajpur in support of party candidates. She alleged that BJP is depriving lakhs of people from their voters' rights in the name of SIR. The government has ensured 100% domestic supply of LPG across the country amid disruption during the West Asia crisis. During an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said that domestic LPG supply across the country has remained normal and no dryouts has been reported. Additional Secretary at the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Dr. Rajneesh, informed that despite the global headwinds, there are more than 20 lakh micro, small and medium enterprises that have registered on the Udyam portal of the Ministry in the month of February and March. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India remains firmly committed to ensuring safe and unimpeded maritime transit amid global energy concerns. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that he participated in the Asia Zero Emission Community Plus meeting convened by Japan to deliberate on supply chain disruptions in the energy markets. India's overall exports combining merchandise and services increased by 4.22% to over $860 billion in the last financial year 2025-26. Meanwhile, imports rose at a faster pace of nearly 6.5% to around $979 billion. This led to a widening of the overall trade deficit to $119.3 billion in the last fiscal from $94.66 billion in fiscal year 2025. According to the provisional data released by the Commerce Ministry, the cumulative value of merchandise exports rose by 0.93% to around $441.8 billion during fiscal year 2026. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the Class 10th Board Examination results for 2025-26 academic session. Girls have outshone boys again this year with a pass percentage of 94.99. Meanwhile, 92.69% of boys and 87.5% of transgender students have passed the examination. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 40-for-2 in 6.3 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.